Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Oh, this is going to be an all-tiger segment of the show today, folks. And not just Tiger Woods, I am happy to say. Justin Akery joined by Phil Elson in the Fury Electric studio. Thank you for tuning in today. Phil Elson, Tiger Woods failing again in his attempt to win a major. It has been a lengthy streak now of Tiger Woods not being able to win a major.
We're going to remember for a while there, it seemed like it was foregone conclusion he was going to eclipse Nicholas's record.
Yes.
Now, I wonder if he's even going to win another one.
This is also true. Also, his 13-over total was his worst score in relation to par to major while a professional.
Wow.
Yeah. Although, Marion was super hard. His tie for 32nd also his worst pro finish at the U.S. Open, except for 06 when he missed the cut. Woods needed 127 putts, the second most ever in a major, surpassed only by the 128 he took in 05 at the U.S. Open. These U.S. Opens are hard to putt at, apparently. He's now gone 5 years without winning a major, his last coming at the 2008, his 14th.
I did not realize it had been that long.
It's amazing.
I guess I was so used to hearing him win one or two every year.
Tiger will be back on the course the 27th through the 30th at the AT&T National. And another crack at a major next month at Muirfield, side of the Open Championship, where in 2002 he shot a third-round 81 in bad weather. So can't exactly be feeling super confident going over there.
Right.
In a story that surprises no one, his new girlfriend says she feels a bit overshadowed by Tiger Woods.
Aww.
Big surprise, huh?
Not getting enough attention, Lindsay?
Well, I don't think she's complaining necessarily as much as just pointing it out.
Well, don't you think almost anybody would be overshadowed? Okay, All right, Michelle Obama, how do you feel?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Or Julie Elson, now that your husband's all high profile.
Sure.
Well, here we go. She says, some people seem to forget I'm not just Tiger's girlfriend. I'm actually a successful athlete. I'm Lindsay. I have my own career and my own life. I can be normal by myself. No one notices me, but whenever he's around, we're living in a fishbowl. I didn't quite know what I was getting myself into. Really?
Yes, you did.
How
it's
could you
Tiger
possibly
freaking
not know?
Woods.
It's weird, but it's just something I have to deal with. He has his job and I have mine. I just have to get used to it, she says. And she says he knows how to ski. I don't give him a lot of feedback about his golf game. Although it would appear that she has been giving him a lot. Is Lindsay Vonn the most naive human being in America today?
Those statements make me think that she possibly could be. Unless there was a little tongue-in-cheek going on there.
Speaking of Tigers, perhaps the least popular person who calls into the buzz is a gentleman, and I use that term unbelievably loosely, that goes by the name of Tiger Bait. He calls all the shows on this station and others, ranting about the greatness of his LSU program and ripping our beloved Razorbacks.
Well, every night you drag me.
He's also secretly made nice with a couple of on-air personalities here at the Buzz. Some of us truly don't like the guy, like me, for example, because I consider myself a representative of the great state of Arkansas. And most of my friends here in the natural state consider Tiger Bait just a half step below the pus that comes out of a pimple.
That's a pretty infected pimple you got there.
Unbelievably infected pimple. And I won't even tell you where it is. But it's in a place that I don't want to talk about on the air.
Well, if I can't see it right now, I don't need to see it.
Now, one of the people he's made nicey-nice with is the morning show producer, R.J. Hawk. Would you please lock the door there, Phil? Just, flip the lock on that. That'd be good. Thanks. Just want to make sure that nobody interrupts us during this particular segment. And apparently, you know, they're good buddies. They talk on the phone. They play tennis together.
Oh, when I met Tiger Bait, it was I was introduced to him by our good friend, R.J., at a UALR game.
Well, now that Chris Kane, of course, has broken up with him and gotten married.
Right.
To his lovely new bride, RJ had to look for a new buddy, and of course he turns to the evil one himself, Tiger Bait. You know, they go out together, they have dinners, they brush their ferrets together on the weekends.
They talk smack on the Razorbacks together.
Yeah, RJ's from Texas. He's not much better than your typical LSU fan. Oh, they text each other quite a bit, which I didn't realize until RJ left his phone in the studio this morning. Huge mistake.
Big mistake.
So then I'm asked, I'm in such a difficult position now, Phil. I asked myself, what would every listener to this show love to have? Obviously $1 million, occasionally a free lunch, some entertaining radio. But more than all of that, maybe all of those things combined, they would love to have the phone number to the man who goes by Tiger Bait.
And you have that phone number, I think, right in front of you.
I am staring at the number that belongs to Tiger Bait.
Ten digits, all.
Yes. Now, if I give this number out on the air for people to call Tiger Bait or to text him and tell them what they really think of him, the only thing it's really going to do is force him to change his phone number. So I guess I'm asking, I've given my own cell phone number out over the air. So the question becomes, would it be inappropriate or irresponsible or even, some might argue, reckless for me to give out the phone number to the man who is better known in many circles as Tiger Bait?
Can I tell you that I think Tiger Bait is brilliant? I think he's a genius because he's got this whole thing figured out. The idea is for people to feel one way or the other about you, not feel down the middle, either be loved or hated.
Yes, but I like polarizing figures. He's only one pole.
Right, that's what I was going to say. He's got 99% on one side, but everybody remembers him, and everybody's got an opinion.
So what should I do? Oh, I mean, you're talking about—
Why don't
about
you ask Tiger Bait? You know he's listening.
It's one of the great dilemmas of all time. Should I give his phone number out at 501-231-1, or should I not give his number out on the air? That truly is the question. I don't know what to do. Perhaps we'll debate it throughout the show today.
Anybody out there has any ideas on whether we should? Let us know if you would give it out.
We're not bound by any FCC laws or anything.
I don't even know.
No.
What's the FCC, that you speak of?
Yeah.
This could end badly. They already kicked one radio show off the air yesterday down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's the worst. I did not hear the bit, but I don't want to hear the bit.
I listened to the bit this morning.
Yeah.
It was... I'm offended as a person who has a extremely soft spot in his heart. Some people would say cold, dead heart. But for ALS patients, it is one of the most horrific diseases in the world. But it was also offensive in that it wasn't even slightly creative.
Mm-hmm.
What I was thinking was, how could anybody who has made it to a market as big as Atlanta be that uncreative and unoriginal? It was so lame. As I told Roger Scott today, I wouldn't be offended as a decent human being. I'd be offended as a comedian if I were you. It's so pathetically lame.
How many levels? I mean, there's so many levels of being insulted by that. Not the least of which is this is one of the main things that we're paying attention to in sports is possibly a link between concussions and ALS. And, you know, Gleason, a football player, I'm sure had plenty of head-to-head collisions through his career. You should never be making light of somebody who's suffering through a deadly disease like that, and then on top of it to try to make light of this disease where we're, you know, hopefully finding things out about it through head injuries. I just couldn't understand why they would do that.
Yeah, it was pretty weak. Clearly, it was not very well thought out. I got a couple of things here. Jared says it would be irresponsible of me not to put Tiger Bait's number out there.
You must be responsibly irresponsible.
He says in the words of Iron Man in Iron Man 3, don't be a pee. I can't say that word either. The FCC would definitely frown on that. write it on bathroom walls. I could. This guy says, text me his number and I'll give it out. I love it. Well, like you said,
that phone will not be stuck in here any longer.
We'll talk about it. Old Tiger Bait. Yeah. Talk some NFL later today as well. We got a couple of things. I do want to get in this Lolo Jones thing coming back. Maybe I'm missing this. My former co-host used to really hate on her quite a bit. Now, she's done some things that were probably she wishes she had back. She is a bit of an attention hoe, which, look, if I'm an athlete who relies on sponsorships, I'm seeking all the attention I can get. You know, positive or semi-controversial, probably.
That's true. I mean, you got to have your name out there if you're making your money based upon advertisements that are on your body.
And I don't know what her intention was on the most recent thing, but I will say what my take is on it when we come back. If you want in, again, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. I hope I don't accidentally try to give out the phone number to the station and give out Tiger Bait's phone number on the air.
Hey.
What a terrible mistake.
Accidents happen.
I mean, brain fart. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, what if I accidentally, instead of 433-1037, said 231-1037?